Hi everyone, welcome once again to the 24-bit podcast, and today we are on episode 67. It's 67, though we've done lots of other episodes that we regard as special editions, like the last series that we've had on the Safaricom Engineering Summit. So for episode 67, as usual, I have the usual suspects.
Nick Kanali.
Dixon Otieno.
I'm Chenza Emmanuel, and today we are here to talk about a product that was launched, what, 2 weeks ago? There was a Safaricom launch in Eldoret for a very interesting product. We'd say a curious product, because we got the press release that the company, through their handlers, sent almost immediately after the event. And I've learned on set while we were waiting to go live that it's called Shook. or S-Hook. I don't think the people who coined that term meant it to be called S-Hook. It's Shook to me. Anyway, a Safaricom hook. So I want to ask, because other than what I got in my mail regarding what Safaricom hook is, which I've been calling it entirely the entire time Safaricom hook until this morning when this gentleman told me it's supposed to be called S-Hook or Shook, as I like say. Now tell me, what is Safaricom hook?
Kwanza, I am on set finally.
After being behind the scenes,
the last.
But you've been feeling your presence.
Made it. I made it. Mimi, first of all, the most interesting thing is that this time round, we only learnt of the launch once it had happened. I think there was no teasing, there was no like unveiling. It just. From my perspective, it just happened, which I think is okay for Safaricom, because maybe I am now above 26, so there's no need for me to know if it's coming. Kama venye Blaze, when it was launched, it felt like I knew it was coming, but he just happened. So from my understanding,
you're saying you're officially old.
Yes, we are.
Sisi tulipita stage acceptance kitambo.
Yeah. So from my perspective, what I understand from the press release that was shared both by Safaricom and the partner company is that this is just Blaze rebranded. Yeah.
No. Okay, sawa. If somebody's listening to this and they don't know about Blaze, so just take us through what Safaricom hook is. What they say to tafika kwa party of Blaze. Number one, you've talked about partners. Who are the partners and why partners? We never heard about partners when it came to Blaze. It had multiple components, but it was all Safaricom.
You remember, first, if you've never heard of Blaze, either you're too old or you're too young. Then two, Blaze came, I remember the first thing that caught my mind when Blaze was launched a few years ago, many years ago, was that it was a sub-brand of Safaricom. Yeah, so it was a network targeting, just on the Safaricom network, but targeting people aged 18 to 25, 26, yeah. So Safaricom hook is now targeting Gen Z. So I think it's just expanded from 10 to 24 years, mm-hmm. but targeting what they're calling Gen Z.
I get that, but bado hujatuambia
what Blaze was.
So what is
hook? Yeah, Blaze used to give you
Blaze. What did you say hook is?
Hook is supposed to be a program, a platform aimed at people aged 10 to 24. Allowing you to access what Safaricom has customized for Gen Z. Mm-hmm. Yes. So including bundles, sessions, za kusoma, digital what, vitu mob.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they're actually working with this with partners, you know, the one you were asking about partners. So mm-hmm. the Holland Project.
Yes.
There's Meta, there's Wongsi. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you see now that what are these partners doing? Because we know Safaricom is the telecommunications company, so they are handling the network bit. Essentially, these Gen Zs are Safaricom subscribers. But now, other than being treated the way they have been treated, they are getting something within Safaricom that caters to them. So what do these partners do?
So,
because I got a separate press release from the Powerland Project, and they were talking about it, just look for it.
Powerland Project is a Pan-African initiative dedicated to nurturing talent across the continent. They're joining hands with Safaricom to launch S-Hook. They say it's more than a service because they're committing to Kenya's digital future. So they'll be offering mentorship, skill development, and resource tailored for the tech savvy population. So about 10,000 young Kenyans who will be joining S-Hook will be part of the project, where they will be able to be taught a range of e-learning services like career fairs, vitu kama hivyo, yeah. So there'll be career fairs, e-learning projects and all that. But I think that will be the side offerings on top of what Safaricom will be offering, customized bundles, choose your own data, vitu kama hivyo, yeah.
So and I'm just reading the press release that was sent by Poland Project. So they're talking about how, you know, under this strategic partnership, Safaricom has committed to training 10,000 young people, young Kenyans. So the S-Hook, the Shook, you know, in a platform with, of course, PLP's expertise, aims to match this number further by enhancing Safaricom's commitment to Kenya's youth. I don't know what that means, but...
Yeah, you know, here's the thing I've established. Since we knew who has sent this press release, have problems understanding what that is. So if you're listening to this podcast and you know what S-Hook, whatever this is, you can comment, you can tell us what it is. Because here's how my understanding was, and it can be very misplaced and warped. There's Safaricom here, and then it has a bunch of hooks. So they have from the press release, because I didn't get Izo Zingine as a name.
Tech hook.
So there's a tech hook, there's a culture hook, and there's a career hook. Uh-huh. And then those partners address each one of those hooks. Uh-huh. So this is just basically Blaze 2.0. Isn't you? Blaze had those things. Blaze had mentorship sessions.
You remember there was Beyond Boss, mentorship sessions, digital career fairs, Junini. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So from my understanding, from reading the three hooks, from reading Make Your Own Bundle, dial *555#, it's just Blaze, because Blaze was accessible through *555#. Yeah, Blaze was offering sijui nini career fairs. Blaze was offering understanding ya nini. There was a time it was doing esports tournaments and all that. So I think it's just a revamped Blaze, because from the press release here, Powerland Project, they said S-Hook stands as a testament to the rejuvenated spirit of Blaze.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's what I understood.
So what I don't understand, because we didn't get a clear comms, so now what happens to Blaze?
Oh, Blaze is gone. If you dial *555#, you get S-Hook.
What Blaze on the app is disappeared, or how does that work?
You just become S-Hook.
So Blaze
is S-Hook.
Is Shook.
Shook. Whatever it's called.
Basically, what they should have said from the start. Sidio?
Yes, that's from my understanding. From Kusoma is a press release, Kuona what they... posted.
So what I don't understand, because what I used to see with Blaze, they used to do those county editions, they move across counties too. So are we going to see that with Blaze? I mean, with Hook as well?
Mimi nataka kujua, what do you think about this thing?
Honestly, I think it was unnecessary. I mean, they should have just left. Blaze get back to when you go actually, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Safari Dixon,
I think walipata jina mpya na wakasema wako na budget ya ku rebrand. So because you can see Tech Hook promises essential digital skills. I think we already doing that on Blaze.
Apart from the three hooks, there's nothing really different from what Blaze was offering.
Career hook.
Because they even have the that walisema you cannot choose your own plan.
Yes.
So CYP was a key part of Blaze, isn't it?
Choose your own bundle was part of Blaze. Culture Hook, M-Pesa Go, Mali Wealth. So I think
M-Pesa Go makes sense because they launched M-Pesa for teenagers. Mm-hmm. So they're targeting people who are under 10. Mm-hmm. So obviously if they're to use M-Pesa, what M-Pesa can they use?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's just a rebrand that had a bigger budget and more partners. So they had to do it differently. Yeah.
There's some big, maybe what you guys help me understand. So, in the press release they said, they're talking about how Safaricom Hope seeks to help Gen Z to maximize their online potential and enjoy a digital lifestyle by facilitating smartphone access. There's that bit. Smartphone access, providing relevant value propositions such as make your own demand, which is what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. So, the smartphone access bit, is it the leap of the bit?
No. Blaze also had Blaze, Blaze phones. Blaze normal phones that but offered under plans under Blaze. It never lasted long because I never saw them talk about it longer. Beyond, I remember going for the Blaze launch and going for a bunch of those summits. I think I went for the one in Thika. those things didn't last long. So I'm thinking this is also along the same lines. And as far as I can tell, Safaricom hasn't done a good job with these devices because we had the postpaid devices. Yeah. You remember?
There was a promise. There was a promise of postpaid devices.
We haven't seen them in over a year. So I don't know how long we need to wait for these Blaze ones to come. But we also do know they're very big on the Mambo Ni Digital thing and also on the Mdogo Mdogo devices. And they are a thing. So I don't know how they're going to navigate around that, because if you're talking teens and these young adults, you're also talking about people whose purchasing power is low. So you'd want them to have affordable devices. So you are looking at kina easy neons mpya wame launch. But at the same time, those people are very discerning, and they are
one
they know they're not the most capable.
I don't think Gen Z want to use and 4GB RAM smartphone. And I remember during MWC, Pole, this is a tangent, but Eliud Owalo said, the CS for information, ICT, said we are launching $40 smartphones in Kenya on October 30th, and it's not manufactured, it's assembly. And then the chief SVP, senior vice president for what's the name of that company? ZTE. Said he doesn't approve of this approach where we make phones cheaper or targeting people who will not use them. Yeah, like we don't launch cheaper phones just for the sake of cheaper phones, because the young generation wants powerful smartphones that they can use to create content, they can use to post on TikTok, on FB, on Instagram. So that's where you're going with the Neon and Nini, because you can't target Gen Z. For example, an 18-year-old, you can't give them a Neon. They won't like it. They will rather something that has a better camera, something that has better battery life.
But that approach worked for people my our age
who are moving from,
because we had those, and the ZTE will know, because we actually did have those ZTE phones that were Vodafone branded.
Yes,
the OG Kabambe. That's where the name stems from. There were ZTE phones, and we got into the smartphone biz. We had the San Francisco. The San Francisco is the competitor to the Huawei IDEOS. It was the same premise. I think that's a bygone era. You can't
sell 4 gigs of RAM, 64 gigs of storage.
For example,
there's a new Itel S23. It looks really good. I think it's 11K, I'm at 12K. And it's a good deal for someone who's getting their first smartphone or moving from a feature phone to a smartphone, because it has like good specs. Lakini ukipeana a 5-megapixel camera sai jamani, battery 2008 and no fast charging.
You spoke about neons, and I know Safaricom actually has an announcement on Monday. Not sure if this quarter have gone by then about new neons.
When we were recording the Decode 2.0 podcast, I think in one of the episodes, one of the Safaricom people hinted at them launching phones, and I'm thinking they're partnering with GOK on this affordable
because
smartphone.
They're
not speaking loudly, but there was a hint in that episode. So if you're listening to this, you can go back.
And the stand had something mentioning affordable devices that I think it was in partnership with the government. Let me look for their...
I think the launch is happening on Monday.
Let me find that Safaricom.
As it does that, I like the choice of partner Safaricom.
Yeah, so they had this run a device assembly and device financing. Yes. So I am guessing they are the partners that GOK is working with for the device assembly in Kenya. And that's the series of new neons we'll be seeing on Monday, on 30th.
If you are not a Kenyan and you're listening to this, GOK is short for
Government of Kenya.
We grew up seeing GK vehicles driving around. Nick, you're saying something?
Talking about, you know, of course, there's another three hopes that Safaricom was talking about, you know, this new SOC platform. So there's the career hook, and I like the choice of partners they went with. I can see Meta is actually very big. Well, obviously, there are a lot of interesting things around influencer management.
And brighter money.
But these are same guys who've been partners with the ICT ministry for the government programs that are on the same thing. So what will be different here?
Safaricom is not government.
Because the first time we are seeing these people. These people are all, if you are to go to your press releases and search for them, they are somewhere. The government has been all over with the digital literacy. Previously, they partnered with Google, and Google had all these things going. So it's more of the same.
It's an expansion of partnerships, I think. The thing that Mimi Ilmeni capture, and I'm saying this remembering walisema bonga points zetu zina expire, then they... but still, if you look at your bonga points, unaonyeshwangwa expire if you go to my Safaricom app. Anyway, so additionally, users of the new S who come out, the whatever it's called,
Shook,
can expect loyalty rewards. So I am wondering, is all loyalty rewards will be tailored for S-Hook people, ama it will be bonga points that are different, yeah, and will they be expiring, which come able? I wish press releases were more detailed.
Not. You know, this somebody else, the press releases are standard. They cater to everyone. You have a deeper understanding of the technology and Kaizo, you feel inadequately served. The other people who are challenged in that area and they're adequately served. So maybe the people who send them can strike a balance. I'm just from telling people I'm not interested in tree planting. So anyway, do you think S-Hook will work? Will it fly with the Gen Z they're targeting?
I think wachaniwaambie what I imagined when I read the press release. There was a pitch. Waliweka maboss wakawaambia, you want to hook Gen Z? We have an idea that we'll have them shook. And then everyone was like, that's a good idea. And this is how. So I think it's just rebranding to get new customer, to get a new a new feel, a new vibe, to get more youth interested in Safaricom, because I think they're realizing that data is a big way forward for customers. The young generation want me making as many phone calls.
Do you have relatives with very weird phone numbers and they have lots of SIM cards because of the various plans they are in, and those plans are not the Safaricom. These actually squeezy, you know, this I don't subscribe to it, but it's been going on for long now. Dynasty versus Hustler thing going on. Come on, tumianga Safaricom went to need Dynasty.
So
and for the longest, like for a while now, I've noticed that with my relatives and a lot of the young people that I get to interact with. There's the line jump that you know plans, there's the main line is a Safaricom line. But there are many times they'll get in touch with you with some funny numbers because they're taken care of elsewhere.
Cheaper plans.
So even in my family at home, people use Airtel for data.
Yes.
Airtel for data.
Because unajua kuna offers zingine hapo kali kali. So I'm thinking that's what Safaricom is trying to target. Get customers hooked, because it's S-Hook, as early as possible. So from 10, get them on M-Pesa Go, get them on Mali, get them on what? So that by the time wako 18 to 24 ama nini, they already have built a relationship with the company so that they still use Safaricom. Because on data, other companies seem to be doing quite well. Yeah, because SIM cards are Airtel, bado zinauzwa kama sijui. Makumbuka, there was a time Safaricom ni 100, Airtel ni free. Kituka your SIM card, those calls and all that, yeah.
Line ya simu ni free. You know the soundtrack who come time. Anyway, you've talked about Mali. They don't talk about investing in those things. I don't think they're looking at having those.
Part of the press release, kwa under Culture Hook, resonates with Gen Z lifestyle, addresses areas sports, content creation, fashion, instill financial responsibility among the youth. Safaricom Hook integrates tool like M-Pesa Go and Mali Wealth Management Platform.
Now, talking about Mali, is it still open? Last I checked, it wasn't onboarding new users. So
I have no idea why it's not open. I have been telling people to join because I'm there.
Like for you, you are a Mali customer. It works. But
somebody joining.
New, like me, I'm not there.
I saw they tweeted that people can't join. I wanted to write. I wrote, but I haven't posted about it. But I'm still earning my interest.
Because I don't know why people can't onboard. And now they are promoting it to young people.
I'm still earning my interest.
So I pulled Joey, then I tweeted them. It's a response they gave me. Then people go to fetch and find it. But you know, you also go to, you know, if you think money will work, hook will work. I think the whole idea of Safaricom is trying is, you know, the name suggests to hook the Gen Z to its network, right? And I think Gen Z also forms a big part of Safaricom customer base. Right? So I mean, maybe the other thought is like, how do we, you know, make them stay you know, moving forward. And I like the culture bit, it's quite interesting actually. They're looking to work with, you know, sports, most partially Nigerian people, content creators, most of the partially Nigerian people. You know, how do you actually make them stay? How do you give them incentives to stay? And I think we also have to try this and see if it will work.
I'm going to ask you a question that I should be asking people at Safaricom, but I'll ask you people anyway, since mission mkisema o easy vitu nyingi. Consistency. If Blaze is what's being replaced by Hook, why is it being replaced? What didn't work with Blaze? What will be different with Hook? Where is the consistency? Because Safaricom stopped screaming about Blaze a very long time ago.
Yes. I think it's been years. About 3 or 2 years ago.
Yeah.
After COVID, I don't think.
Like the people who are talking about Blaze, actually, that I know top of my head are the ones on this table, because we covered its launch, we used it, we reviewed it, beyond that, I haven't heard about it in a long time. From other people. From Safaricom itself, it's been years. So where's the consistency?
I have no idea, to be honest. I think there was a section that was handling Blaze that no longer handled Blaze, and then Safaricom realized we aren't doing anything for the youth, and then they launched this.
I think so. But I wish they, of course, they couldn't point that in the press release. What they really need to want to.
There's actually no mention of Blaze in the press release. We are the ones who are making the correlation.
No. Nini, Powerland Projects mentioned it. Safaricom did not.
Yeah.
Rejuvenated spirit of Blaze. That's what Powerland Projects mentioned.
Interesting. And what happened with the TV show, yeah, Blaze? Because now, as far as I can tell, that's not part of the purview of Hook, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. There was a TV show. There was Nini.
It went for 2 seasons or something?
Yes. A friend of mine.
Anyway, I think we've talked as much as we can about Hook. If you know more about the product, or is it a service, whatever it is, you can reach out, you can share with us, you can share with the audience, you can comment. Please share this podcast.
Yeah, but please, I just want them, can't they just start onboarding us on Mali, please? I mean, you can't have a product, correct, make noise about it, but again, still not onboard.
I think, I'm not sure, but there's something Capital Markets Authority calls the sandbox. So Sandbox is open to a maximum number of users before you get the full license. So I think they were part of the Sandbox. It wasn't announced, and they got the number of users required, and now they'll have to wait for the full approval. That's what I think.
You see, I've never been on Mali, but the day they open it up again, I'll join so that I can compare it with the other investing options we've been trying out. Yeah, maybe they can.
Let me show you.
They can keep closing it, because when they do, they'll finally get a review on this podcast. Thank you for listening in. I've been your host, Chenzo Emmanuel.
Nick and Ali.
Dixon Otieno, techish.com. Finally made it back to screen.
See you in the next episode.